Welcome to Therapist Off Script, a podcast designed with therapist in mind as we discuss all things psychotherapy practice, the good, the bad, and the truly mind-blowing adventures of being a therapist in process. Hang on as we dive deep, join together, and empower others for the journey of a lifetime. Coming to you today with news that this is going to be our goodbye episode. There's been a variety of factors that have led up to today, and Alex and I wanted to meet to kind of discuss it out as a tribute to our listeners to make sure that we're not just falling off the face of the earth, that we do have a goodbye in order to, I don't know, how would you say it, Alex?
Close things out officially.
Yeah. Welcome to Therapist Off Script. We are two therapists, Jen and
Alex, in the mental health and wellness space, coming together from different points in our profession
to unlock the world of healing arts and all that it holds of being a psychotherapist in practice.
Regardless of where we are in the process.
While we are therapists, this podcast is not meant to be therapy or supervision. Should we mention clients, we are committed to safeguarding our client confidentiality.
Please know that information presented here is intentionally de-identified, with details changed and are often a representation of common challenges we witnessed within the struggles of life and simply being a human.
Come spend time with us as we show up as unapologetically us. We are Therapist Off Script. As many of you know, 2023, if you've been listening to our podcast, that is, 2023 has been a year of realigning my life. I came from a nonprofit world and then also other practice settings that were not the best. And if you've been listening to the podcast, then you probably know some of those stories. And so 2023 has been my words are alignment with my values and balance in life. And so the conclusion of Therapist Off Script has really been at the core. Those leading principles has been at the core of this decision. Alex had been sensing for a while that I was starting to pull away, and I kept going forward and kept pushing myself, hoping that the things that were present would resolve. And they did not resolve, which resulted in some cancellations of Alex and I recording podcasts. And that doesn't feel good or sit well with me because I am not a flaky person. When I make a commitment, I show up, and I show up as fully me. And so every time I had to reach out to Alex to cancel, it was just, for lack of a better word, excruciating at multiple levels and just didn't sit well with me. And so the way I can best describe it, and of course, as is what classical Therapist Off Script with me, I'm going to make an analogy out of it. So Alex has not heard this analogy, so this will be her first time. What do you think, Alex? You want to hear an analogy?
Sure.
Okay. So made this up at 3 o'clock today. It is now 6:24. So it could be a little rough around the edges, but I wanted an analogy to kind of like
that. Weird to me that you're on the same time zone. I don't know why it's, yeah.
It's funny that you say that. Have I shared in the podcast that my partner is in Japan? I know I've shared that I used to live in Japan.
I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever shared that. So my partner has been in Japan since what I think it was like the end of 2021. I lived in Japan from April 2022 to I think it was December. Yeah, it was December 2022. And then I came back to the United States and California. My partner is joining me on Sunday, coming back to California. He's in the military. And so he is coming home. So yeah, so when you said it's weird that we're in the same time zone, it's like the echoes from when I was in Japan. Okay, so the buffet table of life is my analogy. You know, when you walk into, I'm like, earlier today, I was kind of like visualizing. So when you walk into a room and there's a buffet table, think pre-COVID when they were like all over the place. You might have some sweet dishes. You might have some savory dishes, some salty dishes, even some spicy dishes. And in addition to the sweet dishes, you could have a dessert table. So it's like a separate one. When you approach the buffet, you will notice different size plates. And depending on what you want to put on your plate, you're going to choose what plate or bowl that you want. It represents your time, your energy, how you choose to spend your time and energy, basically. The dishes on the buffet are going to represent priorities, tasks, the things you love to do, your passions, client work. We've broken down some sweet things would be like some client work. Like there are some clients that we absolutely love to work with. It would be mentoring, which I absolutely love to do. Things that fill me up. It could be my personal and professional growth. So these are all sweet things in life. My learning pursuits, that's my number one value. Like I love to acquire knowledge and learn and grow every single day. Every single morning, I'm either listening to a podcast or an Audible or reading something. I'm multitasking as I'm getting ready because just that filling myself up with knowledge is like, I don't think I could not do it. Like I love it. So that would be my sweet dishes. Witnessing the therapists that are in my practice grow and thrive. I just had an associate clinical social worker pass her clinical and is now a licensed, so LCSW. So being able to see her from almost the beginning, and she used to be at the nonprofit with me, going through all the way, studying, doing her law and ethics, and then transitioning up to being licensed. Like that was beyond wonderful to witness. Content creation sparks me if I'm in my flow. So like the podcast, as an example, if I could just jump on and record when I'm at my peaks, right? When I have my energy, like that would be great. What I found was sometimes I was in, what's the opposite of peak, Alex?
Help me. Valley?
Valley, thank you. You got to help me with my words as is traditional, right? So if I was in my peak and I could jump on, you'll see like my Instagram start like populating when I'm at my peak, when I'm in my flow, my energy is good and my creativity wakes up. And that also takes some balance in life to be able to unlock that creativity. What I was noticing, sometimes I would be in the valleys and we had a podcast and that would be more likely that I would be canceling because I just wasn't fully me or able to function at that level. Researching, data collecting. So these are all my sweet plate. The plate shape, size, and design can change within seasons of being a therapist, seasons of being a human. Going to the savory category, it would be those necessary and challenging tasks. These are the things that I don't necessarily love to do, but I need to do as part of running the group practice. So like admin tasks, managing schedules, dealing with insurance companies, right there. It's like the worst. It's vital. It's not enjoyable. And it's not enjoyable. The inner workings of the practice, so from finance to client retention, can get pretty grueling, but also still necessary. Navigating legal and regulatory requirements, like HR, keeping up, making sure that as I have W-2 employees in California, that I'm paying them, as an example, for their breaks, that they are logging their breaks. All of that takes a lot of energy and it takes up a space on my plate. Salty would be unpleasant but essential tasks. So like difficult clients, draining sessions, we all have those no matter how much we try to show up. We walk away and that there a lot goes into that also. We all walk away at some point with some sessions where we feel depleted and that could have just been because we did really big trauma work and it carries over possibly to the next day. Of course, there's things we can do to guard ourselves from having those repercussions. Let's see what else. Ethical dilemmas, crises that happen, and then managing burnout could all be a part of my salty portion of my plate. Spicy could be creative things, staying attuned to the innovative approaches as we constantly are acquiring new tools towards the benefit of our clients. Marketing strategies, creative solutions to the ebbs and flows of running a group practice, even creating Instagram reels could be the spicy portion of my plate. And so here I am visualizing walking in, I'm selecting a dish, going up to the buffet, and I have to take care because if I overfill my plate, I can only put so much on my plate, things are going to drop off to the ground. And that's why I have to it goes to there's this concept called choose your yeses wisely, or you'll end up saying no to yourself. If you fill up your plate too much, your creative flow could be not there. You can go into burnout. You can go into medical issues. All of these things are repercussions if we don't have a balanced plate. And so I'm walking up to the buffet. I'm going to choose a plate. I'm going to start putting the different dishes on. And we all, as humans, get to decide what goes on our plate. And like I said earlier, we may have things on our plate that we don't necessarily want to hold or are able to hold. And so sometimes we have to put those dishes away, right? Or we've consumed enough of that dish that we no longer crave that dish, or that maybe that dish, when you eat one dish so much, and you're like, oh, I've had enough of that for a little bit. Doesn't mean that you're never going to go back to that dish. It just means you've had enough of it. You've had your fill, I guess, would be a way of saying
for the time being. Yeah.
For the time being, exactly. And so that's the best way I could explain it, I guess, is I have to choose what I put on my plate wisely. And unfortunately, therapist off script is not going to be on my plate. And I can say that I truly loved and felt pure passion and flow within the creation and everything that Alex and I have produced together. And I am grateful that I had the opportunity to be able to stretch this creative path, because it's been fun and it's been growth producing, and it filled me up in ways that I may not have otherwise been filled up. Alex, you were with me when I was in Japan. That's why you made the comment earlier. It's weird that we're in the same time zone, echoes from the past coming forward.
I mean, yeah, I think we were talking about it earlier. Obviously this isn't necessarily my choice, but I do very much understand why the choice is being made. Ultimately we got to take care of ourselves. And if we're losing that, or we're losing ourselves in something, regardless of what it is,
mm-hmm.
There's, like you said, there are repercussions. Of course, what's a podcast without Alex fucking up English? There will be repercussions that you may or may not actually be able to come back from. So, I think it's a good example of being able to set boundaries, not necessarily with other people, but actually with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With you saying, I recognize that I should have probably stopped earlier, but I just kept on pushing, and
mm-hmm.
that was you not maintaining your own boundaries, essentially. And me, I recognize, something's up, but I didn't, speak up about it, or, say anything about how I was feeling about it earlier. But that's the people pleaser in me that I'm working on in therapy, as we also talked about. So, I think this is a good example of what we've been talking about all along. Therapists are humans too, or I say that probably at least 3 times a day, sometimes all within the same client or group. So yeah, you got to take care of you first. And if that means that we got to stop therapists off script, okay. We have a lot of stuff on that, buffet plate. Yours apparently is overflowing, so you got to take some stuff off of it, or, flick it off and just get it.
That could be what it feels like. I'm so sorry. I wanted to say,
not even where I was going with that.
Oh my gosh. Freudian slip.
That was on you. You read into that one. No, but I think, oh God, what was I talking about?
I would say sometimes you really love the dish that's on the buffet, and also you just aren't able to have it on your plate at that time. It could be the best, Like, what's the best food? The most like sweet thing, savory. It could be a mix of sweet, savory, spicy, and what was the other category? Salty. It could be all the things. Like, the podcast has been all the things, but you just can't, you don't have room on your plate to, like, you know, like when you go to the buffet and you like fill up with like all the broccoli and everything and the bread and the salad and the pasta, and you're like, wait, that's at the end of the line. Why didn't anybody tell me that the sweet, savory, spicy, salty, wonderful dish is at the end of the buffet? Because I no longer have room on my plate.
That's an amateur move, but that's a whole other conversation.
Oh, so now you're calling me amateur. I will say, I shared this with Alex before. Like, I have hired an assistant to help within my group practice. So I am starting to feel some relief. It's almost like she's carrying my dessert plate for me. And it like gives me a little bit more room, but I don't want to fill up my plate with just things, you know, like I want to be able to do some creative pursuits. I need to do some marketing, and I've grown to kind of love marketing in a way, you know, because what marketing does is it gets clients for my providers in my practice, which makes them happy and can take care of them and take care of their families. And that's why, because the marketing leads to a like taking care of my people within the practice. So
you could also think of it as, when I went up the first time to the buffet, I got my savory, sweet, spicy, salty dish. Then when I went back up later in a different season of being human, my plate changed. The universe had, I needed to change my plate because the universe had added new dishes to the buffet table. And I wanted all those dishes so that I no longer had room for therapist off script, even though it had been that dish that I craved in the past. And it doesn't mean that I won't crave it again.
Any more Freudian slips?
No. No, I'm not saying you ever again.
So for me, it's really bittersweet. Is like the end of the day, that's what I want to say. It's very bittersweet. If I had an extra plate, it would definitely be on there. I kind of want to like ask you to share where you are on your path, because therapist off script has been about a lot of it, trainee, associate, license, beyond. And so are you up to share where you're on your path?
Yeah. So I officially sent in my hours on August 26th. It was received on the 28th, because I did the smart thing and sent in the self-addressed envelope this time. And so now, like, my original, well, I always said, oh, my original plan, but I'm so far from my original plan. But like, initially I had said, okay, submitting my hours, and then I'm going to start studying the second I submit the hours. And then I was like, I'm going to give myself a couple weeks to just like sit with this before I actually start studying. But then now I'm planning a trip to New York and Boston for like right after Christmas/New Year's, which I think if I calculated it, the BBS will approve my hours or approve me to take the clinical exam like on Christmas Day, which, yay, Merry Christmas to moi. But no, so I don't, and then I don't want to deal with like studying during the trip, and I don't want to study, like heavily study, and then take the 2 weeks off of that and like lose the momentum. So what I've been doing now is just going through all of my notes from grad school, specifically the like the DSM for the diagnoses and the theories, because I think that's predominantly, and the law and ethics, of course, that's predominantly what the exam is testing. So going through my notes and also YouTube videos, because I've realized like I need the audio component when I study and learn, on top of like all the other learning styles, because why make things easy for me? Brain. But anyway, so yeah, so I'm doing that until the trip. And then when I come back from the trip and the finances have come back from the trip, then I'll buy or pay for TDC and go through their recordings and the practice exams, and then the real one, and hopefully pass the first time. Because I don't want to have to pay another $250 and wait another 6 months on top of that. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah. So I started to say, I have no doubt she'll pass. But then I realized, and by saying this, I'm saying it,
when I started to say it, I realized when someone said that to me, it put intense pressure on me. Like, what if I fail? You know?
Yeah, then it's nothing. I'm not used to.
Right. So what helped me was when I went in for my clinical is like, if I fail, I fail. I had to like come to terms with it because I was feeling the pressure. And so when I went in, I was like, if I fail, I fail. So ideally we would have finished when you were licensed, because that would have been a big celebration, and it still will be. But then it came back to I'm pushing, pushing, pushing. What I will say also is I want to make sure that our listeners know where to find us, unless there's something else that you want to like add before we go into that.
I don't think so.
Okay. So I want to make sure that our listeners know where to find us, because Therapist Off Script, of course, will no longer be in existence. The episodes will still be findable, and hopefully the content that we have created will continue to serve and support new clinicians coming in and beyond through their licensure path. Of course, things change. So hopefully Therapist Off Script will continue to be valuable for those who kind of come into it and stumble into our dimension of Therapist Off Script. I had to throw a nerdy term in there. So where can we find you, Alex?
Yeah, so on Instagram, I'm at Alex Authentically. So that's, and you can edit the, like add in the taggy thingy, right?
Yes, I can do that.
I don't need to spell it. But yeah, so you can find me at Alex Authentically on Instagram. Also, my professional website is alexauthentically.com, I think.
Look it up. Yep. The link will be accurate.
Me.com. Yep, that's me. Okay, cool.
I'm having like flashbacks to when you couldn't remember our podcast name.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, my relationship with my brain, especially right now, is we're in therapy.
That's healthy, though. Like
couples therapy with me versus my brain.
Even, oh my gosh, it's so hilarious. My even therapists need therapy. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, so those are the two, I think. So yeah, add Alex Authentically for Instagram, and then alexauthentically.com. So yeah. And I am open to taking clients, so I don't think I need to change anything on that. I was going to say, if I'm not open, then I should change my website, but I'm still good. So,
yeah. Yep. Well, at least they'll be able to find you there. And then if you change like locations, because life tends to change, you can always put it there, and then they can find you at the next bounce point, right? Exactly. Is that the term, bounce point?
Sure.
I think I just made it up. Before I tell where people to find me, where y'all can find me. Do you know when I sent you that text message, I wasn't aware of this at the time, that I was like wanting to take a break from Therapist Off Script, which evolved into us just concluding Therapist Off Script. It was 1 year to the date that we released our first podcast episode. I was not aware of that until after.
When we released it, so we recorded it before then?
We had recorded it before then, and then I let you know that I was going to like step away, basically.
Wow.
I thought that was a pretty cool thing. So, all right. So where y'all can find me is I'm on Instagram at Stormhaven_. Is that what it's called? That little dash. So _ counseling wellness. I'm also at www.stormhavenwellness.com. And then I have a separate Instagram account, which will be more of like my creative pursuits in the future. And that one is Nerdy Therapist. And I'm going to post the link, but it's Nerdie Therapist, only because I wanted to spell nerdy differently.
I didn't think about that. Right. Like, so people watching the video can see the thing, but Alex is with a Y. So it's Alyx. And then Authentically is spelled correctly.
Yes. So definitely I'm glad you added that, because people would be typing it with an E usually. So I'm also on Facebook, but I'm not like on Facebook. I mean, I think I just hang out on Facebook because I have all like probably a decade of pictures on there. But the best place to reach me is through Instagram or through my website. Yeah. And so Therapist Off Script will continue to have an Instagram, but I don't think that we're going to be interacting on there whatsoever. So the best way to reach us is through our individual platforms. So.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, we're almost at like a 50-minute mark session. I mean, it's like we're experienced therapists or something as we conclude. What are the highlights today, Alex?
What?
What are the highlights from your podcast episode, Alex? I was pretending I was doing a session. So.
For those who are just listening and not seeing, if you can hear my head shaking and my eyes rolling, you are correct.
Well, at least you gave us a blooper earlier.
Yeah, I'm full of them.
Yeah.
No shortage of those here.
for those of those, see, there's my blooper. Uh-huh. For those of you who have been listening to our podcast, and some episodes at the end, after like the outro, we have bloopers that play. So not in every episode, but some episodes. So just depends.
Like a movie theater where you don't know if there's an end credit scene, so you have to watch through the entire thing and all the credits, and then the lights come on. Oh.
You're like,
or oh. And then you get something. Yeah.
It's like, that's disappointing. So I'm the one like sitting on my phone going, are the end credits in the Avengers or a different episode, like Spider-Man or whatever? There usually are in those. So
if you'd like to hear more, please do not forget to like and subscribe on your favorite platform.
You can learn more about us at therapistsoffscript.com or by visiting us on Instagram at therapistsoffscript.
We welcome connections, comments, and feedback.
Or to simply say hi.
By engaging with us on Instagram or through our website.
Thanks for spending time with us today, where we dive deep, join together, and empower others. We are Therapists Off Script.
Be sure to check out our show notes for links and resources shared within this episode.
I want to say one last thing. Do you know how hard it was for me after I told you that I was stepping away? Every time I had this flow of inspiration of a podcast episode, I would instantly think of you and I wanted to text you. And I had to stop myself, obviously, because that would have been like salt to the wound. But I was still having the inspiration because there is so much that we could have done beyond what we did. And hopefully what we did create together, like I said earlier, like we'll continue to support therapists now and in the future. So yeah, which comes back to is truly bittersweet for me. Yeah. So, and sometimes as humans, we have to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's it. So I'm going to stop recording now.
Alrighty.